take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
What's up, Lagos? What's up? What's up? Lagos! This way, this way. You guys, that's good.
Yes!
Yes! Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Good morning, Lagos.
Good
Thank
morning,
God it's Friday.
Lagos.
Yeah.
That's why I shout
Thank God
so
tomorrow
different.
Is election day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is report card day.
Yes, so. Tomorrow is the day you ask,
Good
who is my
morning,
guy?
Lagos. Who's your guy?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's good about the money? Who's asking you now if the money is good? Excuse me. Excuse me. Did you greet us before you entered the studio? Why are you greeting money now?
My name is Stretch.
What?
I'm here with Marianne.
What's that?
Peta.
And I know according to our monitors, we're not supposed to say anything about elections and campaigns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, I'm going to wear this cloak. Can we go straight to sound off, please?
No. Because...
No!
Where I can show your record.
Can we go straight?
We are doing intro first.
Can we?
I like your election code. Very fine. Your election is.
Yes, this is my election code. I am going to be very, very serious today.
You shouldn't have used that accent if you wanted to be
that
serious.
That is my accent.
Your real accent?
Which one? Which one? Is it here and there?
Is there war?
Which one?
He said this is my accent.
Yes.
It's a type of car.
No, that's accent.
No, that one is different.
That one
you pronounce it as accent.
Hyundai accent.
But permit me, sir, if I could. This one is accent. That car is
exactly,
accent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
you have corrected him.
No,
thank you.
Accent.
You went to school.
I did.
Thank you. Take your shagare. You went to school. Your father did not spend money for nothing.
A-R-S-E-N-T. Accent. Good morning, Lagos.
Hi.
Good morning. And we're here on
Excuse
What's Up, Lagos.
Excuse me, which school did you go to?
See, let me
Let's
tell you.
Let's embarrass you. What school did you go to? You
what?
I mentioned the school
hey,
I went
please,
to.
Please, I dared you.
If I mentioned the school I went
you
to, you would be shocked.
I dared you.
Eco Boys High School.
Wow.
Metropolitan College.
Metropolitan. That's the issue. That's where the issue started from.
Yes.
Metropolitan.
Because, and I went to school too.
That's the thing. They used to scare fans. They don't used to learn anything.
School
that's
two.
The problem.
School two, Molo.
I'm ashamed of you.
I'm shy.
I went to University of Babenberg.
University of Babenberg.
Yes, Babenberg.
It's a big university.
Very big.
Near Hillsbury.
Hillsbury,
near Toppentine.
Not Cambodian. Near Cambodian.
Near Hillsbury. It's a foreign university. But it is.
Of course, yes, no.
Orile campus.
They have affiliation with
Orile. I'm worried.
Yes. They asked one girl, which school did you go to? She said, I went to University of Ife, but the school I finished from is affiliated to Unife.
He's afflicted.
Yeah. He's that one.
It's afflicted. My school is afflicted.
I would agree. Yes, it is.
Actually,
by the likes of you,
the school is afflicted to.
It's afflicted.
So afflicted. Yeah.
I get. So when we school here, we get our certificate
from
there.
When you say that, you
certificate.
Yeah.
Your certificate.
Yeah.
It's afflicted.
It's afflicted. It's afflicted to University of Ife.
Oh my God! Just as you're afflicted to this show, yes.
Love it.
Yes, 12 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to the show. As usual, we start off with sound off. Right after that, we go into I put it to you. Stretch.
I put it to you.
That's
your cue this morning.
Hey, my dear, I've come.
My dear.
We're going to go on a break.
You know, let's hey. Enjoy it for now.
You are going to a bright place that some, yes, hope you have your umbrella.
Hey, my dear,
umbrella.
I come with big sunglasses.
Good.
Hey, God.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3, Nigeria in
Up. Keep a date.
And this is Sound Off. Let's go.
Yes, it's 14 minutes past the hour 10. Let's just paint the picture. You are organizing. Well, a party is happening in your house. And you have invited people, young, old. And you are the landlord in that house. And people are going to come into your house and have a party. And your dog, oh, your ferocious dog is barking. Your ferocious dog is dripping saliva and saying, anybody I get, I will munch you to bits. But you are having a party. You are the landlord. You bought this dog. And yet, when your dog is barking and threatening to eat up anybody that comes for this party, which you want, party you bought foodstuff for, party you have organized, made a cake, you've called the cameras, the whole world knows you're having a good party, but yet, you can't control your pet. Dog. Your pet is threatening to eat. To munch, and any child that comes there will be mauled. Any adult, I will bite you. And yet, you are the owner of the dog. And I'm asking you today, do you own the dog or does the dog you? May we not be owned by dogs?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you continually train a dog to eat human flesh,
yeah, it will never stop.
One day, it'll eat you.
Great.
When it's hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those of you throwing out your guard dogs and you can't put a guard on their mouth,
yeah,
it will bite you one day.
It's coming to you.
It'll bite you one day. You think that you're doing your neighbors harm. Mm-mm. And you feel like a thin god, or a tin god, I beg your pardon. Don't worry. It's coming to bite you. And it'll bite you in places you least expect it. You might bleed out. You might not make it. But keep doing what you're doing. Anyway, tomorrow is report card day. Come out. Because we're marking assignments.
Yeah.
We're marking tests.
Mm-hmm.
We're marking homeworks.
Mm-hmm.
And exams is over 100.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, people will be handed their report card.
Yeah.
Some people will receive red card.
Some people will.
Some people will receive warning card.
Some people will.
Some people will receive a goal kick.
Some people will.
But you see, one person will emerge winner.
Yep.
And guess who will be the winner? Us all.
Yeah.
If we all come out in our numbers, don't say, mm-mm. No more fence. We broke down the fence. No mm-mm. more sitting
There's
on the
no
fence.
There's no fence
come
anymore.
Come out in your numbers. Because you see, tomorrow is what determines how you live in that state that you reside in.
Yep.
And all the things that will affect you in the coming future. Tomorrow is the deciding factor.
And you saying you're not stepping out of your comfort zone. That comfort zone might be very uncomfortable very soon.
In no time.
So no matter what, no matter how rainy it looks like, no matter how sunny it is, no matter how windy it is, you can bear that day for the rest of your life. Tomorrow will be the first day of the rest of your life.
Okay, so I have no addition. My learned colleagues have said it all.
Mm.
And this, all said, is to whom it may concern.
Mm. Mm. That Sound Off.
Rhymes, they bring out the twist and the story never told.
Jack and Jill were two young children that were going up the hill to fetch. Why would you send two children up the hill if you are not doing child trafficking?
And most times, they'll give you reasons to rethink your childhood. You may just see reasons with them.
No, Jack fell down and broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after. They were tied together.
What made him fall down?
Somebody pushed him.
Welcome to I Put It With You. on What's Up Lagos.
Fridays on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your favorite nursery rhymes have been served.
Let's go to court on I Put It To You. Friday, 10 a.m. Only
on What's Up Lagos.
Judgment. Wait. This is What's Up Lagos.
See what you want to cut, but don't worry, just continue.
Yeah.
Plaintiff, yeah. Please make sure that this man is fined.
Bailiff.
Thank you.
Bailiff. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry, my English is missing. Is losing.
Can I have some order and decorum, please?
Order!
All right, it's 19 minutes past the hour 10, and we're, please, everybody, if you have a radio set beside you, once you call, please turn it down. We will not allow any disorderliness in this place.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So this is I Put It To You, and we're bringing the case on board today. Let me put a document. All right. Today's case. Let me see. Can I? Yeah. The case today is, yeah, okay, I seen it. They say we normally go overseas, but let us come to Nigeria.
Mm.
Please listen carefully. We will not, this court jurisdiction cannot go beyond this.
Yes.
Don't bring anything into this. This is actually the case. Motto, jam police. Police, jam dog. Dog, jam mama. Akara, mama, throw away. I'll take this case again. Motto, jam police. Police, jam dog. Dog, jam mama. Akara, mama, throw away. And Your Honor, I would like to first want to kindly make my position known on this case, that I have investigated this. I have looked at the documents available to me, and I bring this morning. First of all, let's take the first part of this case, Motto Jam Police. Now, for a vehicle to veer out of control, it is either intentionally or accidentally. And who did it jam? Police, symbol of authority. If a vehicle intentionally rams into the symbol of authority, there will be circumstances. Police jam dog, a pet, or a protective part of the police. It could have been together. They could have been together. The dog also went ahead and inflicted bodily harm on mama, who was definitely carrying akara. Now, let me tell you the process of making akara. You get beans, you pick it, you soak it, you skin it, you mix it with the onions and tomatoes, you grind it, then you bring it and you start frying. The mama, who is definitely an old woman that's supposed to be taken care of, is there hustling to stay alive. Then the bean cakes on her head fell on the ground. Have you ever, can you wash akara that has fallen on the floor? That means she is, her livelihood is cancelled. This is a case of societal chaos. There's nothing holding here. So I think this is a case of sabotage. And also, in this case, I see clearly dereliction of duty as it pertains to the authorities and also the woman. How can mama be hawking, street trading?
I put it to you that you don't see clearly, but you can continue.
Yes, I need you to get to the point.
My point here is that this is a case of societal decay. And I want you to ruminate on that.
Okay, we will be back. Court will be on recess for a few minutes. When we come back, we will continue to put it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Stay with us.
Thank you very much.
Judgment.
You can't say that. You can't actually say that.
You can't say that.
Order.
The court is in session.
Nonsense.
You will not use such words in court. Wouldn't you say
I'm
something?
I'm outside the court. I said nonsense from outside.
Do you want?
I was standing outside the court when I said
you,
what
would
nonsense.
Would you like to be in the cold cell this morning?
No matter the temperature of the cell, I don't want.
The court is in session.
Can I posit my position?
Yes, please.
Now, from what you read unto us in court this morning,
yes,
I can tell that the person who wrote that report is not educated.
What do you mean by that?
How so?
Read it again. Police. What is that? What kind of lingua?
No. You can't.
Now, for somebody, I did not interrupt. Listen to me. I did not interrupt you when you were speaking. So you would not. I put it to you that you would not interrupt me when I'm speaking speaking.
Please go.
Now.
I'm sorry.
And a person, that is why in our country, Nigeria, we heavy it on education is the best legacy.
Which is heavy.
Knowledge is power.
Yes.
Power.
Yes.
Knowledge is what?
Flower.
If I could have the court say echo with me, knowledge is what?
Flower.
Power. Now, somebody who is not educated will identify anybody on uniform as police. You call it police, but police.
Okay.
You know?
Please.
Now, this uneducated person has identified maybe a last man as police.
Could that be
something?
No.
Sorry, he's not a police officer?
Yes.
Why are you saying excuse me, please?
No. I'm saying excuse me, please, not police.
These are the issues we have in this court. My lord, you always allow him to speak before me.
Okay.
And it now looks as if when he speaks sense, but it is not sense. It is non-dash sense.
Okay.
Now,
I will take this is defamation of character.
I will overrule that.
Move on.
I also think, why is a dog parading itself on the road?
No.
We should actually do something. The law should do something about animals that are roaming around.
Freedom of movement.
Oh, from a dog?
Is a dog not an animal?
So a dog is a human. Now, we have human rights in Nigeria.
The animal rights.
So who is defending? Who is the one defending the dog right now in court?
In which court?
This court.
The case that is happening.
You are a human, so you would therefore only speak for a human.
Okay, so
let an animal speak for an animal.
Talk like that.
About the mama,
I'm waiting for you to get to the point.
About she has
the
mama, no point.
I have a point.
Order. I will send you out of this court.
I don't know why they have not locked him up. Anyway.
You will not tell the court what the court will do.
The mama. That was, what did you say she was doing?
Mama was carrying akara, an old woman, frail.
Who said she was carrying akara?
Oh, akara mama throw away.
In my own investigation.
Akara mama throw away.
Let me now tell you.
Throw away.
Now, in my investigation.
Throw away.
Is that Terry G's song you are singing?
Throw away, throw away.
Now, my lord, you can see that my learned colleague is singing Terry G's song in court.
I just measured what throw away.
Stylishly singing Terry G's song
no rhythm. Make your point.
That's how the song is. It doesn't have rhythm like
that. So you know the song.
Anyway, my lord. Mama has sickness that makes her, she leaves the house. In fact, at the point when I got to the scene, because I was there, you weren't there. Mm-hmm. I got there and I asked. Mama did not even know where she was.
So you're not even a lawyer, you're a reporter.
I do my investigation. Didn't you just say that you did your investigation?
I have chambers.
See, as a reputable lawyer that I am, sometimes I'm on ground.
Yes, you will continue remaining on ground.
I will never remain on ground.
You will remain on ground.
Have you finished? Because
she has nothing to say.
Have you finished?
This is a lie that you don't graduate.
Okay.
I did not graduate.
Yes.
I'm saying, in essence, that there has been a mispresentation of this situation in court.
First, you language shame me.
Firstly, the person you are calling a police is not a police.
How do you know?
Secondly, that dog that you are saying that is a police dog is not even, it is a roaming animal.
So you're
that has been tamed.
You are dog shaming it.
And so the situation should not be in court at all.
Oh, you're even throwing out the case.
Yes.
How dare you?
I'm not trying. I am saying that it should be.
How dare you?
My lord, if I may.
Can I pose it?
Pose your position.
I see that you all are rabble-rousing and jambolanzing.
Don't abuse us.
Yes.
My lord, if you know, my lord, with all due respect,
You are all skakasprugging and skuprospasking. You are not looking at the heart of the matter.
Speak English.
It's my lord.
You are talking about police. Moto jammed. Where was the traffic official?
That is the person that the moto jammed.
No.
Why are you not calling the person a police?
You said policeman.
There's traffic police.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. When was the last time?
I can't squeeze me.
You cannot be rabble rousing me again. Put it to you.
My lord,
that
if
you
I
keep
mean,
quiet. Excuse me. Where is the last man official?
Did this happen in Lagos? Did they tell us this happened in Lagos?
Excuse me, yes.
Moto jam police, I say last
man. Yes.
Is there a last man?
Are you arguing with your lordship?
Is there a last man in
Lagos? Are you arguing with your lordship?
I can't call yourself lordship.
Your lordship.
Are you calling yourself
I will allow this to fly.
But wait.
I will allow this. This man is questioning my office. You will leave this.
I'm not questioning your office. I'm not questioning you now.
Excuse me.
My lord, they want me. My lord, she be my lord. She not because we didn't call you my lord.
Excuse me. Now, I want to put it to you. That because there's the dereliction of duty in the traffic management. And why do you think that madam was carrying a car in her head? Mama was sitting by the corner. Policeman and dog inside motor running to go and catch somebody. And then, of course, somebody jammed police in police car with police dog. Police dog fly out. He have akara in his mouth. One akara in his mouth.
Wait.
My lord, you are mad.
My lord, you thought you respect. That was no absence. That was, sir.
My lord, you are not well.
If you, made this approach, he cut.
My lord, can we approach the letter or the police? If you are calling, please identify the chamber you are calling from. And identify you, please identify yourself. I don't know this court.
Anyway, the number to call.
Ah.
So you can posit your position is 0700-993-993-993. If you're a human female, you can call 0146571900. I say human because a dog is involved in this case.
Yeah, in this case.
So, 0146571900.
Excuse me, don't push out the animal rights lawyers because they're going to be here.
Yes.
We are going to have veterinarians as, of course, witnesses.
Yes.
To the investigations that have been going on. So, yes. Please, it's both a human and animal rights case.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Join the conversation.
Yes.
No Allah, sorry for saying no Allah in court, but can I?
Please, read some messages.
We have some messages.
But what is everything to do?
Okay. This person, Kenneth, says, what's wrong with Mama now? Does Mama realize there's hunger in the land because she threw it? Because you said akara. Because I know.
It was on impact.
I know that Mama was not crying akara. But because of the wrong information that you have put out, you can hear what.
There was akara. It flew into the dog's mouth while the police was trying to help Mama.
My lord, shut up.
Anyway, this person says stray bullet hit Terry G. Is he okay? Where is he now?
This is false information.
Please,
we cannot take this in court.
Please don't
read this type of message.
This last
court.
One. Wow, Stretch and Marianne, who told you this fable? Moto jam, please. I haven't heard it since primary school, Grandma Esther. So show you that this is not
here. This is a case.
This should not be
this
in court.
This is a case that has been abandoned for 40 plus years.
Yes, please, can
we
are
taking it up now because the court has jurisdiction.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good
morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Just all right.
Please
you can approach the girl.
Identify yourself.
Oh my God, I've been laughing my head off. Anyway,
this is not a laughing matter.
It's not a laughing matter.
Identify yourself and approach the bench, please.
Yes, please. Are you sure he's a real dog or is somebody that identifies as a dog? You have to, when you went for your investigation, is it a real dog or a woman or man that identifies as a dog? You have to clarify that so that we know what to do.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Is a chain on the neck or you have to explain further. I have to get these details.
Okay, thank you very much.
A dog that identifies as
a dog or a real dog
that was created as a dog.
Thank you. I put it to you that you have sense. Hello.
What's up?
Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name?
Barrister who, please?
You know, Jesus identified.
Excuse me, Barrister. You have to identify yourself.
Barrister, identify yourself and your chamber, please.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. Barrister, identify yourself and your chamber, please.
I say Joy.
Barrister Joy, from which chambers? Who's laughing with you?
No chamber.
You are chamberless.
Lagos has many chambers, but approach the bench.
You are too funny. We need you. We need you so much.
Okay.
So my point now.
Go ahead, please.
See, you know Jesus identified a woman as a dog in the Bible.
He will.
So that dog is not ordinary dog.
This
yes, so it's human dog.
You see? I told
the
you.
The dog must be dead to it.
Exactly.
So that dog has human rights.
Yes.
That dog must be dealt with. That's what you said.
Yes.
As much as the dog will be dealt with, must have his day in court. Dog must have his day in court.
Can we go and let the police come in?
No.
Yes, please. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Our life is so beautiful from this side.
Please turn off your radio.
My radio is turned off already.
No,
it's not.
No, you're not saying the truth.
Let me step up. I'm standing far from it now.
Okay.
Yes, now you're saying the truth.
Now, but you see...
We cut you off.
Come back later when you're ready to approach the bench. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Yeah. You're alive. Chase Alive. Good morning. What's your name? Identify yourself and your chambers, please.
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Bariga.
Barista Sunday from Bariga. Bariga Chambers, please.
Bariga Chamber,
please.
Yeah.
Nice.
Approach the bench, please.
An old woman knows that there is hunger in the land.
Hmm.
And she was carrying a car. And the driver and the policeman saw that this woman supposed to wait and feed them. So the man was concentrating on the Akara woman. So now the vehicle now hit the man, and the police dog jumped out and went and picked Akara.
I said it!
And to prove that there is hunger in the land. So nobody is wrong. They cannot take the dog to the court, neither the policeman. The woman as well supposed to have fed the nation, because it's like we are.
Where's the cash? Is she supposed to dash them their car? Where's the cash?
All right. So, thank you for your case.
Mr. Victor, thank you.
Mr. Victor, the dog will not do that again. But let's
the dog have chucked their car.
Yes.
Hello, good morning.
So what you are trying to tell me now is
that. Sorry, is that the reason why this case is in court is because of grammar. And I said that Mama's children said that she has dementia. And sometimes she leaves the house without even knowing where she's. And they have said that there's no problem. They don't want to push this.
So why is Mama carrying Akara?
Why was she carrying Akara?
She wasn't carrying Akara.
Excuse me, I put it to you that Mama's children have derelicted their duties as children.
That's why Mama is trying to make ends meet.
But you are sitting here to tell us lies in the court of law.
I'm not speaking lies.
I put it to you.
My Lord,
that you and your clients
are
lying.
My Lord, no, they point me now. No, they point me.
You
they
whine me, eh?
My Lord.
Let me tell you, you people are turning this place into
numbers for you to call to approach the bench. 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a female lawyer.
Yes. 01-465-7190.
Please approach the bench and identify yourself. Hello, good morning. Oh no.
Let me tell you, we will buy this call if it doesn't come through. We will buy it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
This is the only AZ of Odogbolula.
Barrister Eze, Odogbolu Chambers. Please go ahead.
Yes, I put the bench, please.
Quickly.
Sometimes the animal is disguised as a human being. And they can cause havoc. You remember when they had one film like that, where they say, hey, error, yao, shogbo. You remember the goat? We go to behave like human being, and the goat is like human being. Sometimes it can happen like that.
So make your case.
Maybe we take him to the doctor, make the doctor examine him.
All right.
Barrister, I don't know if you're a medical advocate.
I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, charge and bail. I don't know. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chase Alive.
Chase Alive, what's your name and where is your chambers?
Yeah, this is Barrister Bushboy from Festa Chamber.
All right, please approach.
Barrister Bushboy.
Go ahead, please, approach.
First of all, permit me to say, my Lord, they mad me. He did not know that. For dog is to food, for human is to error. Everybody is a suspect.
Exactly. This is a learned
colleague. Everybody is a suspect.
Yeah.
Dog, see food, he go for it. Mama Akara. Last man that was supposed to be there is not there. Human error. So everybody should be thrown to jail.
Didn't you hear my submission that the police officer that Stretch is saying is a police officer is actually the last man?
No.
No.
No. What uniform was he wearing? How
exactly.
You identify
that's the question.
We identify him with the black uniform.
Yes. It was.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
my
Leonard.
Lord, my Lord, should yes. prosecute everybody. Everybody.
Yeah. They will. Everybody.
Yes.
They
thank will. You everybody. Very much, Bush okay. Boy. Barrister Bush Boy is making sense.
Yes. His name speaks.
Your
for
Lordship
him.
Is considerationing.
Some people want you to start from to read the story again. Okay. The case so the that case you can from first. Scratch.
Okay. Let me
here.
Please. The case file now mm-hmm. here before us.
Case file 1004.
Listen carefully.
Motto jam police.
Mm-hmm.
Police jam dog. Dog jam mama. Akara mama throwaway. Mm. I'll take it again. Motto jam police. Police jam dog. Dog jam mama. Akara mama throwaway. Emphasis on akara. Emphasis here
why,
on akara.
Why emphasis on akara, not mama? Can you see
no,
my
no, no, no,
can
no,
you
no.
see what he's doing?
Let me tell you, let me tell you, let me tell you. This in the court of this is my this case, I have to establish it right.
Okay.
Akara here is the means of livelihood. You are measured by the amount of money you have.
Mm. Who says?
Because if you go to ask for a
why should it be that way?
If you go
why
to
why should
ask,
you
can
be
measured?
Excuse me,
I
from
answer?
The foundations of the earth, that's how it has been.
That's how it has been.
The placement have been made.
Why shouldn't we challenge status quo?
Go and challenge.
Why do we have a law?
Can you challenge Mother Nature? Is it possible?
Status quo has traveled, you can't challenge it.
Yes.
When okay,
status quo has Japa.
Status quo left this
yes,
country.
Yes, Japa. Okay.
There's no status quo
yes.
anymore.
But let's go. Back. Excuse me.
He will be back.
Order in my court. Let's go to those that want to approach the bench.
Who made it your court? Your court.
I know the wine.
Are these counsels whining me, ni?
Your counselor.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Now, hello, good morning. Morning. Identify yourself and your chambers. Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lego?
Yes, sir.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. What's your name? What's your chambers?
Mary Ann Wanem.
Excuse me, you will address me as your lordship.
Okay, sorry, your lordship.
Yes.
Mary Ann Wanem.
Lord Wanem.
What chamber are you from, please? We don't know you.
From Igwe and the Igwe Kala, okay. And Ivala, Igwe, and Afala, okay. Pachembas.
Okay, well, Arosu. Arosu Chembas.
In fact, my lord, this is a case of unprecedented, unpremeditated collateral damage of non-presidents. By the reason of... the multiple damages that have been involved in this case, it is of no magnitude of any precedence.
Ha.
By the reason of establishment of any case in the law court, this case has no iota of precedence in the fact that you can never trace such happening anywhere in the world. So for me, my lord, in this humble court,
our court
I
is
submit
humble.
That this case is a case of no submission.
Kind of thing is that?
No.
But you, do you have any
the
messages to read?
The court is in session. My lord spiritual, my lord temporal, and all the lords that are hanging in the ceiling.
I call myself Lord of Jesus.
This is a court of law. Lord of Jesus. Can you stop being unnecessarily spiritual here?
God,
bless my Lord on the apple for this question.
Lord, bless you, why not?
I don't know what that is. But anyway, let's go back to case 1004. Now, if you must approach the bench, ladies and gentlemen, please call 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady lawyer, make sure that your wig is rightly placed on your head before you approach the bench. Call 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. There are other ways. Listen when the judge is speaking.
King.
Oh, King.
You can join the conversation on Twitter.
Okay.
Yes, on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM, on WhatsApp. Yes, and of course, if you are listening to us from outside of the country and you want to be part of this proceeding, call us on Skype. We're Nigeria Info on Skype. You have the floor.
I will go to WhatsApp now. Gazi from Lagos Chamber says, "What's up, Lagos? Sheriff was right about you guys. You should be banned." Who is this?
Who's Gazi?
You have been banned, Gazi. Banned for life.
We're suing for libel.
Anyway, firstly, who is the man, woman driving the motor that jammed the police?
So it means the person driving the motor is at fault for not stopping when he was asked to by the police. Mm-hmm. So, my lord, it is clear that the culprit is the person driving the motor that jammed the police from the starting. The police had to dodge the motor, so he scared the stray dog, not his own dog. No, remember what I said. What is didn't I say it before? You didn't listen to me.
Something is smelling. Who's talking about this?
Better. Mm. The scared dog had to run, but unknown to the dog, he tripped Mama in the process.
No.
So it is not the fault of
how did the akara end up in the dog's mouth?
The akara threw away.
Yes.
My lord, if I may, I think that you are taking sides.
No.
And it's obvious to
I am looking
who is
at
watching.
The details of this case.
You are not supposed to be.
No, I am looking at the details of the case.
Akara threw away, not akara entered the mouth.
Mama, my lord.
If akara throw away, it throw away into the mouth of the dog.
Sena, are you seeing the issues? I told you, let's take this course. Lord.
If akara
throw away. My lord is supposed to wait.
Where did akara throw away to?
Akara throw away to akara
throw. He throw away to where?
When he tried to cover his eyelids.
This court not a courtroom.
Would you respect yourself and have some decorum in my courtroom?
A decoration. We're so real.
Thing is your fault. You called on the spiritual lord. I think it has possessed my learned colleague. I think.
When I cover myself with blood of Jesus, you are telling me not to cover it.
What's up, Lagos? This is a mutilated case. How can police jam dog? It is not practically possible. I hereby implore the prosecution lawyers to re-examine and represent the case in
court. It is you who will
re-examine. As I had submitted earlier before.
Yes.
Earlier, rather.
Yes.
Earlier and before.
Yes.
Tautology.
I corrected myself.
She's learned now.
Mm-hmm. Your lordship, here is my submission on the case. There are only two offenders here.
Yes.
The driver of the motor is guilty of first-degree murder.
Yes.
Reckless driving.
Nobody has died yet. Now, what is first-degree murder?
Maybe he's an eyewitness.
You have not done your research.
Reckless driving and gross violation of traffic laws. The mama is guilty of street or road trading, a gross violation of the laws against trading points. Hmm. Both should receive appropriate sentences.
Mama has a receipt they gave her.
Mm. The police officer and the dog are innocent and must be discharged. So I submit, Barrister IK from Benin Chambers.
Thank you, Barrister.
Why is nobody seeing it?
Very interesting perspective, and this is why I like my court of law. Now let's get some other lawyers involved.
Hello. Don't come claim this court for our hand.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I was unruly cut off by the unprecedented advert. This is Barrister Igwe speaking from Igwe Kala Alevu Alevu Alapa Alapa.
You have 30 seconds to submit.
Okay, please, can you submit?
Yes, my lord.
Yes.
I submit the unprecedented, unpremeditated collateral damage that deserve what we call hasty judicial review. Then at this, I don't believe the jury will arrive at any logical verdict. My lord, I call for an adjournment on this case so that the jury will have time to take another look at the study of this case.
The case just started. We're only hearing the case. Why do you call for adjournment just at the beginning of the case? My lord,
I call for adjournment because this case has no precedence. It is so unprecedented.
Okay.
It has a multiple collateral damage.
Hey.
So the verdict of the jury has to be given another time
My lord, you have no local standing.
I would propose that this is not even adjourned, cancelled, because I'm wasting Omo to wash my uniform to court every day for cases. I do not even make any
Who
sense.
Who cares about the detergent you use to wash your cloth?
Let me tell you something.
No wonder you were saying,
Yes, because I was perceiving about odoriferous encroachment to me.
We have a lawyer joining us from outside jurisdiction.
Does he have certificate of law?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Identify
yourself and your chambers, please.
Your lord.
Yes, please.
Their lord.
Mm-hmm.
Talk now.
Them lord.
Them lord. Our lord.
Those lords.
Because you are not my lord. I know my lord and my lord.
See, you are insulting this court.
Their lord.
Yes.
We find out and we figure that.
Excuse me, I'm not identified yourself and your chambers.
the chamber is confused, but I am Lord. Oh, I'm not the Lord.
Lord Lugard.
Let me talk about stuff.
Are you Lord Lugard?
Talk now.
Look at this gentleman. He does not know. He says he wants to think about it.
Can you imagine? You don't even.
You are
know
not prepared chamber. To come to court.
This charge
is wrong.
This charge
and be lawyers.
Charge and bill.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Change the life.
Yes,
change the life.
Kindly identify yourself and your chamber before you approach the bench.
I am Justice Blessing from the Village People Chamber in Miro Collas.
All right, welcome.
You are very welcome, Justice. Please approach the bench.
Yeah, so it now depends on the country where this case is being judged.
Okay.
Because if this case should be judged in Nigeria, we should be looking at the Akala. Because so many people that are waiting to eat this Akala are already dead of hunger. You know, we just finished facing the crisis of monetary, no money policy, and no fuel, no nothing. Everybody was waiting to eat that Akala.
You see?
So we should be looking at the Akala and forget about the policeman.
Exactly. Philosophical.
Because we know what we are facing today, even the... We should not forget, we just finished fighting... these people, how they call them?
Please, maintain the jurisdiction of this court of law.
We are not after who is dying yet.
Okay.
What we are after is the masses that are waiting for the Akala.
Okay.
So I prefer this case should be judged today. And let's sentence whoever that we need to sentence and look forward to prepare another Akala.
Thank you.
Yes, for the masses.
Yes, thank you.
Are you saying that
I like your consent for the masses? Thank you, Justice.
Are you
he
saying
has spoken,
that?
Excuse me. He has spoken like a true justice.
Are you
justice.
Saying that a court should go to jail?
I will.
Court should go to jail.
Today's jurisdiction is mine. Tomorrow might be yours.
They've not invented the handcuff for dog.
So why are we?
We have leg cuffs.
Why are we having this?
My dear lawyer, we have leg cuffs.
Okay, can we?
Yes, and handcuffs. Yes. Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, life.
She's a foreign lawyer.
Really, this is Barrister Tammy from Ikeja Chambers.
I know. Chambers.
Yeah. So you train in the abroad and you have chambers in Nigeria?
Please approach.
Yes, I did bar here and bar there.
Oh, okay.
You have
bar.
Double bar.
Okay, approach the bed, please.
So you are behind bars.
Order, please.
Thank you, my lordship.
Yes.
Thank you, my lordship. Yes, you see, it's a very simple case. All this hula, baloo, baloo, baloo is not necessary. The person that drove is the offender. The dog is innocent. And who said mama was hawking? She was standing by the road with their car when she was hit. And it flew away. It flew away.
Throw away.
Thank you. That was the word. It threw away.
No past tense. Throw away.
Throw away. Yes, good. Throw away. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
It throw away into the abyss, and the dog found it. Why is the dog even in court in the first place? Innocent dog.
Poor dog.
Poor dog. Thank you. That's the word. Poor dog. Dog has nothing to do in this case. I mean,
throw away
into the abyss, and dog found it.
Just tell me. Thank God that you are calling from behind bars. We will look into your submission. Thank you, Justice Temi. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's a very good angle she has brought
forward. I maintain my submission that this report is false.
No.
But we can continue.
She said that the Akara was
continue debating on this false report.
My dear colleague, I expect that a woman of your standing will understand that a case like this
it
has been properly investigated. That's why it's here. I will not be adjudicating over a case that is not properly investigated.
Yes, you are right. I don't know what you said.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Identify yourself.
You have social, but I'm calling you from Brukutu Chambers.
Brukutu Chambers. Please approach the bench. That's I hope you're not intoxicated.
Yes, so I want to submit as follows.
Go ahead.
I actually was called to the bar in 1900, but the waiters refused me to enter into the bar.
Yes, I was called to the bar the same time. I sat on the bench.
Yes. So, I think, looking at the crinkum cranker of the law said before me...
This is a lawyer. This is a renowned lawyer.
I think the motorman was the culprit here.
That's the driver.
And I put it to you that he's going to jail by hanging.
Hey!
Hey!
Yes.
Hey! My dear Leonard colleague, do you not think that this is too much?
This driver. It's not too much because what he has caused so far, he has caused a chain problem.
Who died for Akara?
You know, hitting the police, police hitting the dog.
Yes.
The dog hitting the woman.
Yes.
And Akara thrown away.
Yes.
And Akara is meant for the generality of the public.
Yes. Ah.
So the offense here is too much.
Can it not be manslaughter or woman slaughter? The case may be.
All of the slaughters are put on him. So he should be going from court
hanging
straight to prison.
Hanging. Okay.
And hanging.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Rather harsh.
This is a draconian.
Could it be said that everybody in this court of law is always standing for violence?
No.
How dare you?
No, how dare you say
I'm
that?
Just saying.
No,
just saying.
Would you like to enter a cold cell this morning?
What is wrong with this?
Is it, can it be, can you increase the temperature?
Can the temperature of the cell be?
Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Yes!
Alive!
What did they say yes for you?
What did they bite you?
Yes, they bite me!
Oh, yeah, sorry!
I'm calling.
Okay, what's your name and where's your chamber?
My name is Professor Ofia.
Hello.
I'm calling from Bagada Chambers.
Please,
I want to call Milord.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. I want to call your attention to a very serious thing that is happening here. A whole justice called and approached the bench.
Yes?
You asked a justice to approach the bench.
Okay.
That is a judicial rascalism and liberalism. You don't ask a justice to approach the bench.
But it was a sofa. It's not just a bench. It was a sofa.
No. A justice is a justice.
Okay.
It does not approach the bench.
Okay.
We are sorry.
So this bench is very approachable.
Justice.
We need to apologize to that justice.
Justice, we are sorry for your approach to the bench. Justice, sorry.
Approach the bed, please.
Disapproach.
You have disapproached.
I was saying it that time. As the justice was approaching the bench, I was saying it.
Don't kill yourself. The way
I was saying it.
You were saying it.
But I didn't utter it.
Don't kill yourself because of uttering it.
Yes, I didn't utter it.
Utterances have been duly noted.
I think Emi now knows. Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, I think that we have a justice again from the abroad.
Okay, let us see.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
See,
you're not still sure
not,
of yourself.
We will not do this. We will not do this in this court of law.
We do not take on serious people in this court of law.
You see? Serious people are in the hospital.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
What's up?
Hello, first time caller.
Here's the live.
Wonderful. Wow.
Thank you.
Somehow, and you've been keeping me company.
There's now somehow traffic.
Keke man is looking at me. I said, what's wrong with this one?
Is it Keke that should worry about himself? Something's wrong with him.
Okay. Quick. My name is I'm calling from Pangolo Chamber.
Okay. I know that chamber.
May I approach the upholstery?
Please approach the upholstery. It's no longer bench.
It's not upholstery, it's now couch.
I don't have anything to say.
All right. That's a case.
Yes.
That's a case.
We're about to look into this case.
She's dumbfounded.
Yes.
That means the gravity of the what matter. Is on
oh my God.
Has dumbfounded her.
You see, this is what I call in English language.
Wait. You know, something.
This is what I call in English language. Preposterous.
That's what you're looking for.
Can you say it? My lord, you need to show yourself.
My lord, you need to show yourself.
My lord, which street they say again?
I will go show you, go clear you.
I will go catch you up.
Excuse me, are you threatening your lord?
My lord, pick another car.
My lord feels threatened.
Yeah, how come my lord? Oh, my lord.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, this is SAN, barrister, solicitor,
Bangalore.
No. From the International Court of
That's where they
and
cut.
This is to tell you that your abuse of judiciary meeting. This court, your court, have no local standing to entertain.
You don't even know what
come
the
on,
name
come
is.
Come on, you are worse.
Excuse me.
I put it to you.
My senior advocate of the country called Nigeria, excuse me. You have no jurisdiction here. Your local standing ends in the international court. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You are talking to that way?
Yes, we'll put it to you as court.
Excuse me. My lordship is going to take off her English language.
Yes.
Shade, why me, Nene?
Shade, why am I lord?
Are they call me to your side? Don't they wait for me outside?
Yes. We put it to you as co.
I put it to you.
Rubbish. You
come to my court and try to talk to me.
That's what I don't
like. I used to be a long time ago. I changed my life.
Still in your body. It's in you. What nonsense. Put it to you as well.
The court changed me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Change to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Barrister Abraham.
Okay, what chambers, please?
From Akara Chambers.
Oh!
Whoa!
The defenders of this mama. Please approach the couch.
I firstly want to call for a referendum that this court of law should be adjudicated.
Huh?
And my lordship, Marianne, should be sentenced to that same cell.
We agree.
With a degree of minus 10 sentence.
We agree.
And,
excuse me. But why? I put it to you that you don't have sense. You don't think about what I'm going to say before you come to my court.
Can you talk? Can you talk, please?
Straight to the point.
Yes, please.
According to Section 44 of the Akara, Subsection 2, we have been looking for those Akara
that throw away.
And so we are just hearing for the first time. So we want to know the person who went to that scene. That person should be in jail
You see, you're anti-women. Why do you want two women of this honorable court to go to jail for what they don't even
know?
Let me land. My lord, you don't want me. Let me land.
Go ahead.
So, this chain of events, it started from the market. The transfer that Mama did for the bean seller did not go.
Yo, God, that's where the problem started.
Mama did not know. It was just a chain of events. That bean seller swore for Mama.
Oh, God, that's moto jam.
That swear that catch the person that drove the moto.
To
that
come and jam police, then police jam
the dog that now jam Mama.
Oh.
So this case is the fault of the federal government. And
that did not make money available.
For Mama to buy with hard currency, Mama did transfer, the transfer did not go. It is swear that caught Mama. Thank you, my lord.
Thank you very much, very pleasant submission, I must say.
Very.
And I applaud you, the Akara Chambers, always doing great job.
Always doing great job.
But I will put you behind bars.
Yes, he deserves it. Could it not be the Mama's children are not
for
lying?
For trying to trump the fundamental human rights of women.
Mori Chibuzo Vakoma from Ogun State Chamber says the court proceeding over this case is not properly constituted and it lacks jurisdiction. So, my lord, the case should be reviewed. I rest my case.
We put it to you, get away, dear.
Let the dog be tied to the leg of the judge before judgment can be established. Okay. What's up, Lagos? A mayor from Bagada says, make we leave matter for Matthias. My own, no. Make Mama arrest dog. Make dog arrest police.
Yes.
And make police arrest driver. Make driver talk the motor case finished. Good morning.
Makes sense.
But he's not a lawyer.
My lord, I submit that Unade smoke cheap weed. Nobody is guilty in this case. Daniel from Akwanga.
Daniel,
stay in Akwanga.
For accusing the court unduly.
Who
20 years imprisonment.
In Akwanga.
I put it to you that Akara is a suspect. How come they jam everybody else but Akara survived? Think calm. Gabriel from Ikorodu with that one.
Gabriel, that's actually a point.
because Akara is the one surviving now.
Yes.
Now we're trying to find
Akara
out
is Akara, a suspect.
Is Akara in the mouth of the dog or in the abyss?
Mm.
Those are the things we're trying.
We found some particles of Akara in the dog's teeth, in his molars. Yes.
Check the dog's mouth.
Yes, we did. Our veterinarian did it.
Okay. If you are pushed to the ground and you fall with your face flat, wouldn't there be sand on your mouth? Or in your mouth? Or even
that's
on
if
your,
you leave
no,
your
the,
mouth?
The dog
open.
Flew yes. towards Mama.
Yes.
And the Akara
I mean,
flew up and
the cottage. If the dog is flying to Mama, his mouth will be open because it's like, ah!
This is a dog that has been
dog not scream.
You'll be barking, and then it'll be
barking.
This is your influence.
The dog will bark. The dog is barking.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos, chest alive. Good morning. What's your name, and where is your chambers?
My name is Kendi from Mushin Chamber.
Please go ahead. Approach the couch.
Yes, I put it to you that this is a conspiracy. Because. It was a plan for Akara not to get to the masses.
To
demasize the masses. Okay.
Don't misunderstand me saying okay. I don't understand what you're saying. No, okay.
So disenfranchise the masses to get
disenfranchise the masses.
So they come around with the bag of rice and the drink and everything.
Okay, all right. We have to go for a break.
Welcome.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So this is a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after this break. We'll give our judgment later.
When ladies and the men all
around. This is What's Up Lagos?
Yes, it is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This court is in session. I am Mary Anacombe.
My name is Stretch. You can call me Barrister Dr. Stretch.
I'm Feta. Just Feta.
Well,
and I speak the truth always.
I'm High Chief, Princess, Senator, SAN. Your judge, your holiness, your highness.
Be quiet.
The judge of this court.
with all this title, your titles, title. If you're not able to give the right judgment today,
then we'll
my lord.
Jackpot. All right, court is in session. Just so that we know what we're adjudicating over, and in a few minutes, this judgment will be made known. My dear Leonard colleague, can you please go back to the case? It's 1004. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mato jam police. Police jam dog. Dog jam mama. Akara mama throwaway. I'll take the case again. Mato jam police. Police jam dog. Dog jam mama. Akara mama throwaway.
Could it be that there is some subtle lies in this report, in this case, because I have evidence to prove that a dog was not actually involved in this incident.
So who jammed mama? Are you saying mama is lying? Is there any respect for the elderly where you're coming from?
What would an old lady prove?
Let me look for that report, and I can show
in
you.
This
you
case, in, have this, the in this time of deep fakes,
now
like,
I have
don't
it
you
here.
Show me a document.
I'm going to show you now.
Who submitted? Who is he?
Okay, his name is.
You don't.
You don't even know his name.
You don't know who the
author is. But let me read it.
No. Let us know the origin of this document, please.
His name is Doyin Olakasumu.
Doyin is an infidel.
My God.
Did you see?
Would you resist from making such claims in my court?
No, I can prove it. It's a fact.
Can you prove it? I want you to prove it right away.
Okay. Doyin's former name was Fidel. Now he's no longer Fidel. So he's infidel.
You mean Fidelis?
Fidelis, yes.
Where did you get that from?
Doyin's English name was Fidelis.
Where did you get it
was
from?
Best were you at his christening?
Best certificate.
Show us proof.
I need
evidence, proof. In this court, goes only with proof.
Doyin's birth certificate, my own that I'm holding.
Doyin
was formerly called Fidelis. Then Doyin went to court, got an affidavit and said...
Nothing should stand except there's a proof that is presented.
So thank you very much.
Because I have proof, yes.
This evidence is not admissible because Doyin is an infidel.
Say something now.
I will overrule that. Let's move on to the case.
So she's overruling you.
Now.
Have you not overruled her?
No, you.
I've overruled
what?
Both. This argument is overruled.
So, but see.
Move on. What's up, Lagos?
my wife fraudulently include the innocent dog in
He's
this
He's calling
case.
Me a fraud now.
Is it because the dog cannot defend itself? The original case does not involve the dog. It's Moto Jam Police. Police Jam Mama Akara Mama Trowe.
That is a decimated case. That
the
is
whole,
a case that
now he says the whole of the animal
I'm
kingdom.
Sorry, we were, this is too late in the day.
It's
to
too late to bring it here to
new
you
evidence
do
that.
That
has this not
this
been
jury,
inspected.
I would ask the jury
to overlook that. Would move on with this case.
Let us ask.
Anyway, he adds that the whole of the animal kingdom is annoyed and may start reprisal attacks should anything happen to the doggo. You are seeing it all. Are we ready for this?
Okay, so he dogs talk to him.
I put it to you that this man,
that's why it's an
that this man is lying to us, yes. That he speaks to animals. It's nowhere, no
Fidelis.
Fact.
He was formerly Fidelis.
This is how you
then
do
he went
things.
And got. See, let me tell you something.
I have a veterinarian.
And a dog lawyer is here in this court. We already have the ones that have been vetted by this court who are here in this court and they're not making any changes.
But why is the dog not here?
The dog?
Yes.
The dog is not where?
Why is he not here?
Don't you know that Barrister Marion is from Akwa Ibom, is Cross River State?
Please, I don't chop the
Don't you know
now
that?
Now I see why you have been excluding that from the case.
Yes, why must the dog be here?
You are partial.
We're only protecting the life of the dog.
And that's why you ate it. I can't be
She's
here.
From Cross River State. So you have to know that they have,
I would not sit in this court and allow you to malign
you can sit
my
record.
My lord, you chop a bee, no chop.
No, I don't chop there.
Yeah. You see?
Why does it look like the dog is speaking to
you? It looks like the dog is talking through your stomach. So this case is almost solved. They ask you about the dog. When someone here cannot stand a dog. The only dog she's near is boiled dog.
Oh, I'm a dog lover, so I don't chop dog.
You see?
You should take me away from here. I'm done.
Anyway, we want to hear your thoughts on this case. What do you think? I mean, we have the bench, we have the couch, we have the upholstery. You can approach any. 01465-71904, our learned female colleagues. And to the general public, 0700-993-993-993. Join the conversation. I put it to you that you have a case, but you can plead that case well before we make our sentencing. How about that? Give us some of the messages that are coming in.
No. No, I don't think we'll be able to take any messages because you seem
we
to be biased.
We actually can.
You're
now,
biased.
As a judge of the jungle, I put it to you that the dog, yes, this person says it, not me. He says that
judge of the jungle.
As a judge of the jungle, I put it to you that the dog is innocent because he was running for his life.
From Maryam.
I wasn't at the scene. Why would you make
you
this case about me?
This. Say something.
Excuse me.
I'm going
to make you go sit behind the dock right
Why,
now. I'm
Why? When something's in your stomach, speaking through you. You want to make him sit behind where?
Behind the dock.
In fact, I put it to you that we'll have some agents come to your house to investigate.
Yes.
We need a fingerprint.
I'm an open book.
What chapter is the book open to now? Guilt.
0700-993-993-993, but you have cases to read.
This is Barrister Yolo, You Only Live Once, from Ayelala Chambers in Benin City. My lord, may I, can I, should I?
You may.
You may, you can, you should.
Okay. My lord, after a careful and thorough investigation, I want to say that we don't have enough evidence to give judgment. Thus, we want to summon the plaintiffs and defendants to the Ayelala Chambers. I'm not going, God forbid.
I reject it by fire.
Ayelala.
I'm not going to Ayelala to do what?
Oh, do you have something you're hiding?
Ayelala.
I do know Ayelala.
Are you hiding something?
Wait, do you know Ayelala?
Do you know the meaning of Ayelala?
Yeah, I do know.
Ayelala is where you go.
Remember, I started this court by calling on my lord's spiritual and temporal.
That we said
Ayelala inclusive.
We have covered ourselves with brothers.
I will leave this studio for you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Barrister Kingsley calling from Ebano Chamber.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
By the left.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Please. As we stand now, we need some doctors to come and investigate with Madam Marian right now.
Our mental state?
You mean the judge?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean some doctors should come.
Yes.
For an investigation to about check. Marian, if the dog is inside the stomach.
Hey! That is it. A nutritionist should come and check.
How did this case become about me all of a sudden?
If you have ingested evidence.
The dog, you told me that the dog is chained to your bed, your bedroom.
If you have ingested evidence.
My dear lawyer, you told me that the dog was chained to your bedroom. How did the dog end up in my stomach? I don't chap down.
Barrister Feta.
For every single time you try to defend yourself.
The dog talks from within you. You don't chop dog. The spirit of the dog.
I don't chop dog.
You don't know how to tell it. You don't chop dog.
Yeah. Is that a word? Yeah. 0700-993-993-993. There's a message here.
My learned colleagues, did any of you taste the said akara?
We were not at the scene.
How can a dog jam mama carrying akara? I put it to you that the mama is carrying neither akara or bone. The dog is a police dog and what the mama is carrying is bone. I hereby sentence the policeman to life jail. Who are you to that?
You just
until he
sentence.
Tells the truth like that what that. Is in the tray is money. Tony Agbomalu Chambers. That Chambers fits you. Agbomalu.
Agbomalu Tony, no way.
That's really true.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's up, Lagos? What's your name, please? Identify yourself.
My name is Idedoya, and I'm calling from the Chambers of the North.
Okay.
Actually.
Okay, go ahead.
So I think we need to analyze this situation very critically.
Okay.
Very much.
Because if the driver hits this late, the driver hits the police.
Yes.
The police should be able to handle that because he has been trained in driving school. He should not be hitting somebody else. And he should not be hitting the dog. But I like what they said because I also believe that it's a police dog that was hit because that's the only reason why the dog should be on the road with them.
Yes.
So if the police dog now hits the woman, at this point, we have to firstly fashion the first driver because why should the police not be able to control their dog from hitting that woman?
This is deep.
You understand? Very critical juncture at that point.
Thank you.
Or even at that, this woman that is supposed to give akara.
Mama. Why did she throw the akara away?
Yes.
It was on impact of the accident that made her spill the akara.
Which flew into the dog's mouth.
But if we can be very honest, it is in those moments where you can perform superhuman feat.
Son is watching Ben 10 now. Okay. All right. Thank you for your submission. Thank you very much.
From the north.
That's very deep.
Hello. Good morning.
That's very, very deep. That's actually quite deep.
Very interesting. He's giving this case some more depth.
Yes.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Chest alive. Good morning. What's your name? Identify your chambers too.
My name is Kainde, calling from Lekki Chamber.
Okay, Barrister Kainde, go ahead. Approach the couch. So,
it's a conspiracy between the police and the dog.
I said this thing from the beginning.
You said what?
Police informed the dog that the Akwa Ibom and Odo people are fighting.
Hello, Kili.
Yes, they want to roast him. So
I would not allow you to come and cast aspersion on people in my court.
No, but because...
Restrain yourself, counselor. Restrain yourself. Be quiet in my court. Order. Restrain yourself, counselor.
And the Akwa Ibom.
Yes.
So they prepare to
eat the dog.
Do you have evidence?
You have eaten the evidence now, my lord. You have eaten the evidence. You ate it. Thank you very much, lawyer. Thank you very much, Leonard colleague. Yes, my lord, you have ingested
the
evidence.
You're in cahoots with people that are rascally to come and indict people in my court.
That's not being
cahoots. We have proof.
Can I see the
proof? You are belting dog.
You gave us
how do you belt duck down?
You see? That's a belt. Yeah.
Hello. Oh dear, apologies. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993.
This case looks like something that will not be conclusive.
We will conclude it.
I mentioned it from the beginning.
We have 7 minutes to conclude this.
And that's why
I will give my judgment.
Why not?
And you will deny. We will decide what the judgment will be in 7 minutes.
Yeah, who?
me and the members of the bench.
If I haven't left here by that time, because I can see that this is heading nowhere.
Yeah.
You ate the evidence that was supposed to be here.
That is,
you ate it.
If anybody is supposed to go to jail, it's the person that tries to remove evidence. And you have ingested
the
evidence.
And who is the person that removed the evidence?
Eaten, you have eaten it.
You. Who brought the dog to the court?
So is that our fault?
Pronounce dog.
Who brought
Pronounce
the dog?
Pronounce dog. So that's... So we know where the duck is. Yeah.
And why do I feel like I know exactly what you're verdict?
Hello, good morning. Yeah. What's up, not Lagos? Oh dear. Huh. I do not like this.
So hello. This is a case of nutrition.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Lagos.
Yes. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Christ alive.
Yeah, my name is Barrister Samuel, calling from MC Oluomo.
Who's laughing with you? Is that your chamber or are you with him?
Are you a borrowed chamber?
I'm actually with him right now.
Okay.
We are very angry. So I'm
What is wrong
okay,
with you?
Okay, you want me to? Okay, I'm on Godo Shele.
Hey, kilo bro.
Hey, hello.
Every incident. Oju mi lo se.
Kilo Ashele, kilo Ashele, go go.
Ohun to jele ni pe. Ajolo munko ni
okay so go
so igba di driver wa di di
tunu
fe ma lo a ni pe o ni suru na bi ni
kilo wa se
driver o nu fe pa di omo kan
ah
iwo ni moto ni e
olohun
bo isana si moto ni e
ah
bo en te lo ni e bo en te lo
We need an interpreter in this court, please. Oh, no.
All I can interpret is,
Okay, we're still taking your submissions before I give my judgment. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's
up?
You see, I want to hold my name.
Why?
We know your name.
The two dogs are meeting. One from Calabar, where Miriam is coming from. And the other one from Ondo. So there is crisis.
How can people call it? All of you call it dog.
The judge should judge them rightly. There is crisis. There is crisis. The two dogs are fighting.
You see, all of you calling it
Ondo
dog.
And
dog.
From Calabar.
I suspect that this dog was eaten by this lawyer.
Why are you calling it dog?
I'll take you to Lagos. You see, you were quick to actually indict me. But now the true person.
No, you were many. I think it was you cooked it and invited your people to come.
Can one person finish their own dog?
So, that's dog. Not how it's called.
Dog.
Yeah. Dermit.
I'm suspecting you. I'm the only innocent person here.
Dermit.
I'm the only innocent person. Because I can't say dog. I can't say
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Spirit of the dog. Hello.
This person has gone to sleep. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Apologies. Do call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Let's go to WhatsApp.
Oh,
and now, this person says from Constabulary Chamber. I hereby confabulate that the prognosis computational progression of this case is lacking in conjunction of arrival to finito.
Although I don't know what you're saying.
To finito, he says, Motor Jam Police, he said in bracket, coma. Police jam dog jam mama akara mama truwe. Biggie Bele they come, full stop.
That is the end of this. That is the end. But
the verdict,
yes.
He said the verdict, therefore, if incubated in the Bele to be delivered by the Supreme Court. Yemi Ikorodu. I don't even understand.
Yemi, you have succeeded in confusing the court.
Yemi, thank you for your confession.
How can you say it was motor that jammed police? Is it a driverless motor? Do motor move without the driver? The police claims that motor jammed him and he has nothing else to jam than dog. I put it to you that the dog belongs to the police and it's all about him. Send him to jail. San, Tony. Agbo Chambers.
This one is a son. We have to do what it says.
Consider your sadness.
What's one more? This person said this court's hand no clean. Judge, they eat 404. That's dog.
Yeah.
The other two lawyers, they eat akara. No evidence. That's not true. I'm the innocent person.
Hey,
and I've been trying to look for balance. Hey, if you have been listening, you'll be hearing me say that this case has no basis.
You're looking for this case
that has been brought forward by my learned colleague has no basis.
You're looking for balance.
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 You're looking for balance.
Balance.
Balance. Balance. What color balance?
Neutral balance.
Okay, you mean balance paper.
Not balance. Balance. B.
What? Like Balenciaga? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
You see, everybody is now...
They are running away.
Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
This is Barrister Kingsley calling back.
Okay, Barrister Kingsley, please approach the upholstery.
Go ahead.
I call into the respect of Auntie Marian.
Okay, dog eater.
Who is she?
Sorry for allowing the doctors to come and
check your stomach.
Your Dumetu Adwesu's belly.
Hey!
In order to free your court of appeal, you are hereby free from every accusation.
Hey!
This is the coroner's inquest.
People cannot announce coroner's inquest.
You are subverting justice.
Yes. Coroner's inquest.
You are subverting justice.
Coroner's inquest.
So now we've not even submitted
something
the case.
Something died. Okay. They now said that the thing is inside
so
my belly.
So you are freedom elect, no?
No. I don't
take
have to be. Excuse me.
Of return.
I've been saying it time and time again. I don't chop duck.
You don't chop
for
what?
Every single duck. Time that you try to prove that you don't chop
duck. Comes out of your stomach.
Comes out.
It's time for my verdict. It's time for my verdict.
Your verdict, I will not agree with.
Dog don't die. Dog don't chop. Dog no day picture.
That's the verdict.
Case thrown out. That's my judgment.
Who is this person?
Cut.
We cut no cut.
We will cut you.
Cut.
We cut no cuts. What if you had touched me, my lord?
Why me? Show you not show your eye they pay you need.
So
not
without the evidence that we
the evidence.
I'm gonna change that for your lord.
Yeah, maybe they go outside and white match. The show today, Lagos. We gotta go. Yes, my name is Mary Ann Ducon. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and look for me anywhere else. Mary Ann Ducon is the name on Twitter and Instagram. It's MIMIEYO.
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. There. See you when I see you.
Yes, Feta Dynamo on Instagram, D_Feta on Twitter. See you on Monday.
We love you, Lagos. Bye bye. Don't forget to go out and vote tomorrow.
Okay.